Shalom, welcome to Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the question of whether the kelim will have to be anointed l'asid lavo. In the Braisa in Masechet Shavuos in Daf Tezvav, it says, "Kol hakelim shasam Moshe mishichasen mikdashasam." All of the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made, the anointing is what gives them their kedusha. So we can explain this in two ways. We can explain this either that this is referring only to the kelim that Moshe made b'tchilas binyan hamishkan, but if he would make kelim afterwards, we say avodasim echan chasim like all the other kelim. Or does it mean no, that all the kelim that were made by Moshe, even if they were made afterwards, they require mashiach? In other words, the din in the beginning, or anything made by Moshe, that you do mashiach, not avodasim echan chasim. Kanareh, there's a machlokas between the chasim sofer and the Chaim Sha'al, the Chasim Sofer, and our Chaim Siman Lamed Zayin writes, "V'aklal afilu b'mei Moshe, ha'osa kelim acharim, ha'avodas mechan chosan." Even in the time of Moshe, if he would have made other kelim, the avodas mechanich lem. The Brayson, Perek Beis Deshuos, and the Rambam are mochiach that kol ha'kelim sha'asa Moshe mishichasan mekadishasan, lo detalya b'Moshe, el she'emes ken haya, shalo asa Moshe shim kli chadash, el asin shenim shechu. אבל היא היה עושה, היו מסכנכם בעבודה ממיוטה דעושם, והוא בורר בלי ספק. So all the kelim that Moshe made, what's mekadish them is the Meshicha. Not that it's totally in Moshe, but that's the reality. That Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make any new kli. Just those that he made were the ones he made. But if he would make, if he would have made new ones, they would have been mischanech ba'avoda from the mir of osam, only those original ones, but not any other ones. So the Chasim Sofer is holding that only what Moshe Rabbeinu made originally, that is mishichasim mikadishasim, afterwards avodasim echan chasim. However, the Shalos and Shivas Chaim Shalom, Chelek Alef Siman Ayin Beis, he asked what would be if the kelim that Moshe made became tameh, if they use them for Avodah Zarah, for example, that the din is that they have to be tovel them and be mekadesh them. So are they choze and they have to be machzor them to kedusha? So do they require mishicha because they were originally nimshach? So once they're originally nimshach, maybe they don't require mishicha anymore. No, these kelim require a new Mashiach. This Krav Osam, those specific Kelim, only the new, only those, is Memayit the Kelim Chadashim. But the Kelim Yishanim in the time of Moshe, that became impure, they would require Shem and Hamishchan. He brings a Raya from a Tosefta, Paragimel de Sota. Mishanivna Bais Risha Nigna Zol Mod, Vinigna Zui Mo Krasa, Vakrasha, Bricha, Vamuda, Vadana, Vafapikan, Loy Mishdam Shimel, Bashulchan, Shasamosh, Menorsha, Samosha, Menorsha, Samosha, Loy Tatricha, Shemana Mishcha, Shekedusha Harishona, Kitchel, Shaita, Vikitchel, Lassid Lavo. So after the first base of Mikdash was built, they put away the Olmoed, the Krasim, the Krashim, all of the different things in the Olmoed. And all they would use is the Shulchan that Moshe Rabbeinu made, the menorah that Moshe Rabbeinu made, and the Moshe Rabbeinu made didn't need Neshem and Hamishcha because the Kedusha Rishona was Mekadesh et L'shait and Mekadesh L'shait Lav. So it's Mashma, like the second Sad, that the Kelim Shosa Moshe, if they would become Tameh, would need a new Kedusha, a new Mashicha. And Dafka, those that remained Kadosh, didn't require a new Mashicha. And there's a Mashma, not like the Chasim Sofer. The Chasim Sofer is Pashut, that if the Kelim became Tameh, and they lost their Kedusha, you're not going to be Moshech then, because they're like Kelim Chadashim. I mean, even in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, Avodasim Mechan Chasim. So writes Rav Volk in the Shari Torah, Chelek Aleph, page 248. And look also there, the Nechidan Chaim Sha'al, what he writes, Al Kopanim. So you see from this Chida that Lechora, if they became Tameh, he's holding that they would need a new Mashicha. And that would mean that it's not totally dafka in the kelim of the original kelim. Could be that kelim that came later in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu also mishichas and mekadeshas. And now the Chasim Sofer. So l'chora, there's a machlokas here, not muchuch, but it could be a machlokas whether you go on the first, whether it's only the original kelim or even afterwards anything done by Moshe Rabbeinu, you do mishicha. Lashon Rashi in Sanhedrin, Tetzayin Amud Beis, Mikan Beilach, Kelim Shasa Acharei, Kain Abodasim Mechanchasim, Mishashim Mischanichim, Ba'avodim Miskachin. All the Kelim that they did and made afterwards, the Avod is Mechanich them. They're Mechanich Ba'avodim, Ba'avodim, Miskachin, Shavuos. As Vav Amud Aleph, Mikan Beilach, Kli Hadoros, Lo Nimshichu, Ela Ascholas Abodasim Mechanchasim, Lekedusha, V'chinuch Lashon Haschola. There he says, Kli Hadoros. Rashi and Yuma, Yud Beis Amid Beis, Meshichas and Mekadish Asin, Kedachsiv Bamidbar, Vimshin and Baikadish Osam, Mikan Veil, Chonomshu Kelim Chadashim Shenasim Sham, Kedamidim Vesecha Shvuos, Osam Bemeshichas. So from his Lashon in Shvuos, Kli Adoros, Smashma, only after the time of Moshe there was no Meshicha. But in the time of Moshe, everything required Meshicha. That Kli Adoros is a key word. From the other Lashonos, there's really no Hechreach. The Rambam is also Mashma, called Klei HaMikdash Sha'asa Moshe Bamidbar Lo Neskachu Elav Meshichasa. So he says anything made by Moshe was done by Meshichas. That means even after the original Meshichas Klei HaMikdash. But if you medayik a little bit in the Lashon of Rashi and and Yumi at Bezam and Bez, Mikan Veilach, and Nimshichu Kelim Chadoshim, Shenasim Sham. They weren't Moshech Kelim Chadoshim that were made there. That's Mashma a little bit like the Chasim Sofer. That only those that were made even if you make new Kelim in the Midbar, they are going to be anointed. They are not going to be anointed, because the Rashi says, "Mikan be'elcho nimshichu kelim chadoshim shenasim sham." Even those that were made there are not going to be anointed. That's the diuk of the Sefer Mishnas Eliezer, Samachay. So we see the lashon of Rashi in Shavuos is mashma pretty clearly. It's only referring to the klei doros. Don't get meshicha, but in the midbar everything gets meshicha. But there's more of a mashmos in Rashi and Yuma. At mikan ve'elech lo nimshichu kelim chadoshim shenasim sham. That as long as you're in the midbar, that's only the original kelim were nimshich b'shemen hamishcha. But afterwards, there's going to be no shemen hamishcha. And the lashon of the Rambam, it's mashma more like the Rashi and Shavuos, kol klei mikdash osam moshe b'midbar are going to require Meshicha. So if we say like the second sad, so it would come out then that the Torah says that the Kiddush Kelim B'Shemen HaMishcha is Talib B'Moshe Rabbeinu. Only if they're Miskadish by Moshe Rabbeinu they require Shemen HaMishcha, but Ledoros they're not Miskadish by Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Dasa Mechachan, this is Din of Moshe Rabbeinu. So if you say we can say Lassid Lavo, it says in Yuma, Ketzad Mabishan Lassid Lavo, Lekshavo Aharon Ubanav U'Moshe Imoim. So Aaron and Barnab, and Moshe is going to be with them. So the Kelim Chadashim are going to be Al Yedei Moshe. And Memela, since it's Talui and Moshe, they're going to be Miskadesh Al Yedei Shemen HaMishcha. And we can explain the reason why it's Dafka Dana Al Yedei Shemen HaMishcha by Moshe and not by anybody else, based on what it says in Lekutei Sichas in Chelek Chof Hei, Parshas Chayisara, Gimel, Amud 111. He writes, he spoke in Yiddish, this one they wrote in Yiddish. Der Shemen HaMishcha is der Shemen Shasem Moshe Ba'ofen as Yezel Lila Dor Eseichem. The Shemen HaMishcha Moshe made is for all the generations. Kulo Kayim Lasset Lavo, it remains forever. Und wie der Rambam sagt, in Uchas Klei Mikdash, in Ichu B'Kli Lederes. They put in a Kli for the generations. Und mei Olam Lanasi Shemen Achichutz Mashem Asem Moshe. And they never made any other Shemen besides what Moshe made. Und der Reber, Paul to Meshichas Shemen HaMishcha, Oiftem, Lador Eseichem Akim Banitzchus. And therefore the Shemen HaMishcha created this Dereseichem, this Nitzchias, and that's why Shemen HaMishcha is only B'machos Beis David, which is Nitzchi. So we find that it says in a number of places that Maisi Yedei Moshe are Nitzchiim. So it makes sense that he would be the one to use the Shemen HaMishcha, which is also Nitzchi. And if Moshe Rabbeinu would have brought the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael, it would have been Nigal, it would have been Nitzchi. Everything in Moshe Rabbeinu is Nitzchi. Therefore, the pulas shemen amishcha de Moshe Rabbeinu is dafka de Moshe Rabbeinu. And look also in the Aruch HaShulchan Asi, Dochos Kolei Mikdash, Simit HaZayin, Os Gimel. And the Sifri Zutin, Parashas Naso, and Abimit Barabba, it says, Biyomi Moshech Oso, Yachshu Nimshach Me'ata, Amar Zos, Oh, they know Nimshach Me'ata, Dain and Yom, Lemshach Nimosha Mashiach, Abay Moshech Lassid Love, Oh, Amar Zos, Chanukah Samizbech, Achare, Oh, they know Nimshach Lassid Love, So it's Mashmah from here, Now, like we said, that be Mosa Mashiach, there won't be Mashiach. Lo Yimshach Li Mosa Mashiach. However, that's not correct, because if you look weiter in the Medrash, it says, V'cheinu Omer Zos, Mishchus Aaron, Mishchus Bona, V'ochel Shiyu Shiyu Nimshach HaMe'ata, HaMe'ata Amr Zos, Zos, Einan Mishach HaMe'ata, Einan Mishach, Zos, Einan Mishach HaMe'ata, Adayin Ani Omer, Lo Yimshach Li Mosa Mashiach, Lo Yimshach Lassad Lavo, Amr Zos, Einan Mishach HaMlassad Lavo. So there, this whole Zos, this whole Niyud of Zos, is Memayei Zos Mishchos Aharon Uvanav Mishchos Banav. Only by Aharon Uvanav. That we're not anointing Aharon Uvanav. They're not going to require Mashiach Lassid Lavo. They were already Nimshach before. But if there's a new Kohen Gadol, like we saw in the previous segment of the Shir, like Yecheskel, he's going to need Mashiach. We say the Kelim also. Kelim Chadashim that weren't in the time of Moshe are going to require Mashiach, like we said. Actually, very interesting. The Shalos and Shulah Sholem Meshiv, he brings the name of the Shachal Torah that Bimeir Hashmonai they found the Shemen Amishcha, and that Shemen was the Neis Haneiros. And so writes the look at the Sefer Kava Yasher Peretz Sadiva Vachach Bo Bnei Hashmonai the Beis Hamikdash Shulam Matzu Kim Slochas Achas Shul Shemen Shohaisach Asum Etabash Kohen Gadol Shabos Slochas Ay Moshchin Bein Hamalchi Yisrael Vachol Kohen Gadol Sheyaton Mashiach Nimshach Bosu Pach Shul Shemen Amishcha. He says they found this Shemen HaMishcha that they would anoint Malchei Yisrael and the Kohen Gadol, and they only had one enough for one day, and it lasted for 8 days, and based on this he answered the famous Kasha, why Chanukah is 8 days, it should be seven, there was only an ace for 7 days. The answer is it's because they found the Shemen HaMishcha even though it was Nignaz. Maybe there was an additional nace that on the eighth day, after all was said and done, the whole thing was still there. Because we said Shemen HaMishcha is never nechzar, like the Gemara says. It's interesting, this chiddush that's the 7 days, that it only had enough for what? For 7 days. And it lasted for, only enough for 1 day, and it lasted for 8 days. There's a miracle of seven, but there's not a miracle that never wasn't nechzar at all, because the Shemen HaMishcha is never nechzar. Kulokayim. And look in the Sefer Laharis Nasan, Simon Samach, and the Sefer Yimei Shmona of Rav David Kohn. I think he's referring to the Sefer of Rav David Kohn. Simon Mem Zayin, that were Marich Letarit al Pizeh, many Kashis Bnei Schanaka, Men Kanamakal Marich. Akoponim, we have some more insight into this question of Mashiachas. Akeil Madaros, Mishra Bizoche, Lil Maldi Lilamid, Lishmor Blas, Lakaim is called every Salmatarasu Behava, Amen, Vyamain, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friend.